We are learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning a new Mishnah. Talk to Mishnah. Ba'arba prakim ha'olam nidon. There are four times a year that Hashem dons the world. There's a court case by Hashem and Bezin Shalmaila for the whole entire world. B'Pesach al Tua. B'Pesach, there's a din on the Tua. How the Tua is going to do this year. Like the grains, but Saras are Paris Elon. On Shavuos it's for the Paris Elon. Rosh Hashanah, Kol Baye Olam Ovrim Lefanecha Lefanav Kenei Marain. The whole entire world, every person in the world comes in front of Hashem like sheep. Shenema Yitzi Yachalibu Mevim Kol Maaseihem. And the Gemara will explain what you see from this pasuk. Uvechag and Asukas Nedonim Amayim. Means it's four times a year. It's din. It's Pesach on Tvor. Shavuos on the payrolls, Rosh Hashanah on people, and on Chag, on the Sukkos, on the Mayim. The Ran already asks that since there's din on the people, on how they're going to do for the year, on Rosh Hashanah, so what does it mean there's din on the payrolls and the tour? What does that mean there's din on the payrolls and the tour? So whatever the person's going to get, it's already scheduled on Rosh Hashanah. The Su Kashli spake the Ran, Kiven Sha'odom Nidom Rosh Hashanah, Vadei Akol Am Uroi Shaloi, Don Moisei Atu Oisov, O Payrollsov, Veshara Sokov, Vekiven Shikane, called it the Rosh Hashanah, as the Ran asks. So Ran answers, he says that this thing, these three things, the payrolls and the Tvua and the Mayim, is for the entire world as a whole. How much rain is going to fall on the world? And then each person's a din, how much of that rain he's going to get. What chelik of that rain, what percentage of that rain he's going to get, that's the din on Rosh Hashanah. But Akapadim, there's a din on Tvua and a din on Ilam. Zok to Gemara, hey Tvua. Which Tvua we're talking about? And the Habi we're assuming that the only time you can have a din on Tvua, if it's in the world already. So hey Tvua, Ilam ha Tvua de Kaima, the Tvua that's in the world already. It means Tvua started growing, let's say in Shvat, and you have, it grew Shvat, Adar, Nisa, now Pesach comes, you're going to have a din on that. So Gemara's question is, Kol Hani Harftaki the Odu Aleha Allah, all those things that happened between Shavat and Pesach, what where is this then? When was the din on that? And right now the Gemara is saying, don't tell me last year Pesach, because it's only din on something that's around the world, that's existing in the world. That's what Gemara thinks right now. So Gemara is asking, so if the Torah that's Kaima now is din on that, when did they have the din? For what, how much it grows from Shavat until now, until Nisan. Hello. Where is it right? Tvua de Mizdar. That means that the din on Pesach is for the future Tvua. It's going to be planted on Pesach the din, how much it's going to be planted. Lemeimra, Techad, Dino, Mistano. So you tell me it's only one din, Vatayim to Nebraisa. Tvua Shiriba Keria Oinus, Koydim on Pesach. If Tvua, something happened to before Pesach, that there was a flood, or it got burnt by the sun, or whatever happened, or it was enough rain on this Tvua, whatever reason, or a bug, worms, ate up a Tvua, something happened to Tvua. Koydim Pesach nidon sh'ovah. If it happened before Pesach, it means last year's din on Pesach caused this to happen. La'acha Pesach, anything happens after this Pesach, nidonis la'haba, the din came from this Pesach we just passed right now. Same thing by Adam. Adam's here by Keria Oynes, something that happened to a person, bad or good, or whatever happens to a person, Koydim Kippurim Nidim Shava. Something that happens before Yom Kippur, that was from last year, Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, it means, because Yom Kippur is when the Chasima is. So anything that was happened before Yom Kippur was signed into law last Yom Kippur. L'Shava, anything happens after Yom Kippur, Nidim Shava from last year. L'Ach Yom Kippur, anything happens after Yom Kippur, Nidim La'aba. Was Paskin this Yom Kippur. So what do you see? You see that there's two dinim. There's the din that happens, let's say by Tvua. What happens from Shvat until Nisan, that was Paskin last year's Pesach. What happens after Nisan is get Paskin this Pesach. So Amar Rav, you're right. Shema mino trei dino misdano. There are two dinim. There are two times that they are judged and there's a gzera on them twice. Whatever grows before Pesach is last year Pesach. Whatever grows after Pesach is this year Pesach. And the same thing, every Pesach also has two dinim. It has dinim on the future thing that's going to grow and on the grain that's already grown already and didn't finish. Omar Abaya. Hilkoch. Kichos yinish lematzach zara afla liktam zara charfa. Like Rashi explains, that there's certain grains that take a long time to grow, that you start planting them already in my cheshvin. There are other, those are called afla, take a long time to grow. And there's other type of grains, like sa'ira, like barley, that you plant right before Nisan. You usually plant the Shvat and Adar, because they go quicker. So if you see that the grains you planted in cheshvin were very matzliach, you should try to plant right away the sa'irim as much as you could before Pesach, in order to take hold enough time for Pesach. What's the reason? The reason is because you see this year is a good year, so you want to try to get whatever you could in before Pesach. And if you plant it later close to Pesach, then the Ikkar din will be next year, and maybe it's not a good din next year. Maybe it won't be judged favorably next year. Maybe only this year was judged favorably. So if you see this year is a good year, you see in the first tool you planted in the Cheshvin, it's a good year, you should plant more, and you should plant quicker the other stuff in order to have around the good year. Hilkach, I'll read inside. Kichazi inish namaslach zara afla. If you see you have atzlacha in the zara, it takes a long time, which means you plant it earlier. Liktim lizuchafra, you should plant earlier. The ones that you plant late, that the matil v'dayna kodim solik. That when it comes to dinner ready, it already grew a nice amount, and a gzera won't have too much effect on it anymore if it already grew a lot before, so you should have it right.
The same thing should apply with everything else as well. Lamashah. I see that business is going well the first part of the year. That's it. Do a lot of business this year.
Yeah,
I see business is not doing well. So that's it. Go to sleep.
No, yeah, I don't know if you can do that, but yeah. I can have it.
Okay. You always say by Tichle Shana to go
well, not. Right. In 2020, this guy had a good year. That's a bad year. That's not a bad year. So he had a good year. Yeah. So the Mishnah says that there's four times a year when there's Nidan. Pesach, the judged on Tvua, Matzeres on Elon. Rosh Hashanah, people are judged. And Chag, Amai, money. We won't have a cash. There's really five shittas. Our mission is the fifth shita. Because we're going to bring a brice here, that there's four shittas, and none of them are like our mishnah. Mani, Masis, Lera, Mayev, Lera, Rehud, Lera, Vyesh, Lera, Nosin, and Talmud, and a brice. Hakom, Nidoin, Rosh Hashanah. Everyone is Nidoin, Rosh Hashanah. V'gzardin shalahem, Nechta, Mekapurim, Dibra, Meir. Meir says, there's no such thing as Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, no. Every din, all things are judged on Rosh Hashanah, and it's signed into law on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda Emes, that's true, it's not like our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Emes, I call Nidam Rosh Hashanah, everyone gets judged on Rosh Hashanah, even the Tua, even the Paris, but Gzardin Shalem, Nechtam Kol Echav Echav Bezmanoi. And the Gzardin is always Bezmanoi, Bepesach Al Tua, Pesach is the Tua, by Teres Al Paris, Shavuos is on the Paris, Elon, Teres Elon, Bechag, and Sukkot in Olamayim, V'odam Nidam Rosh Hashanah. So Yehuda says everyone is judging in Rosh Hashanah, and the chesima, it's signed. Everyone different time of the year. Pesach on Tua, Saras on Paris Elon, Bechag Mayim and Yom Kippur for people. Rabbi Yisrael, Od Nidam Chol Yom. A person gets judged every single day. Shneim says in a pasuk in Iyev, Tifkidenu Labakarim. It says that Hashem will be piked you, which means sounds like judge you every single morning. So you see, every day you get judged. Not only every morning, every minute. L'regom tifchenenu means, it's the end of that pasuk actually, it says, also l'oshim being tested and judged. So every minute you're being tested, you're being judged. So which one's our Mishnah? It's not Rameyer. Rameyer said everything happens on Rosh Hashanah and Chesim Yom Kippur. It's not Rabbi Yosi. He says B'chol Yom. Rav Nosson says every minute. So maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. So but it's not Rabbi Yehuda. Chitam v'lo Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. V'chitam l'masis ma'gzadin. And our Mishnah met the gzadin, the chasima, right? So it's a code, right? Rabbi Yehuda said chasima of Tvua is on Pesach. Chasima of Paris Elon Zatzaris. Chasima of Mayim is on Chag. So it's good. The problem is Rosh Hashanah will be a problem because it says Rosh Hashanah is the people. The people are Chasima Yom Kippur, not Rosh Hashanah. Maybe you'll say, like Rabbi Yehuda, you told him he's by Zardin. Yochi Kasha Adam, by Adam and Shvev, because it says the Mishnah Adam is Rosh Hashanah. And if our Mishnah by Zardin, Chasima, Adam is on Yom Kippur. So which Tana is our Mishnah? Amarava. Hi, Tana Rabbi Shmuel. It's a Tana that learned in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Rabbi Shmuel, but Arba Prokem Ayel Nidan. Four times a year, the world is judged. The Pesach Al Tuah, by Teres Al Paris Elon, the Chag Derem Al Mayim, the Odom Nidan Rosh Hashanah, and a person is Nidan Rosh Hashanah on Alf Tishrei. Because I didn't Shaloi Nechtem Yuk Purim, and our Mishnah, the Chitani Masisim, and Tchilas Din. Our Mishnah going on Tchilas Din. Tchilas Din of all four is always on Pesach al Tuah, Teres al Peres Ilam, Shana on people, and Bechag Nidoinim alamayim. So our Mishnah told him Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Rav Chista, my time with Rabbi Yosi. And the Gemara's question is, what's Pshat on Rabbi Yosi? Great, the Gemara could do my time. He says what his reason is. To get in love with Karmi, as a pasuk in here that says that Hashem is poiked the people every morning, which means He judges them every morning. So not hokkamin. This I mean to ask. We look at the end of that pasuk. It says v'leregam tivchenenu. So why didn't he say every minute? My time love makram nasin. So Tarit says why? Because he holds bechina doesn't mean to be judged. It means a unibama. It means he's just being checked out. So if that's the case, pekidanami unibamahi. Because is also just being checked out. So the Gemara's kasha is that Rabbi Yosi, I understand you. If you think this pasuk means being judged, say every minute. Teretz is just means being checked out. So then, how do you know it means every morning? Elam Chista, time Rabbi Yosi Malchi. The call Rabbi Yosi in this pasuk. The pasuk of Shleima Melech when he davens to Hashem by the Beis Hamikdash. So he says, but he just built the Beis Mikdash, he davened to Hashem, that Hashem should answer his prayers. And it says, Lasis Mishpat Avdoi U Mishpat Am Yisrael, V'ayim V'yimai. To judge his evidence means himself, and Mishpat Am Yisrael, V'ayim V'yimai, every day. So you see, every day he's being judged. Every day he's being judged. Oh, Bamba Kasha. Bamba Kasha. The Brisa says, V'atif G'den Alu B'Karim. The Brisa Bama says, V'atif G'den Alu B'Karim. So what's Pshat over here? So what's Pshat? So everyone asks Kasha, Masha, Rishas, Shasemas. So Masha says, because you wouldn't know when it is. You wouldn't know when. This pasuk tells you every day, but you need the other pasuk to say it's every morning. I just say the other pasuk. That pasuk you would think means only Bekida, which only means just checking him out. So this pasuk is Megalatos, lets us know that means being checked, and they know Bekarim. That's Masha's teretz. The Shasemas' teretz is that from this pasuk, Vayam Vayamah, you only know Klal Yisrael. How do you know every person in the world, even non-Jews, are judged every day? That you need a pasuk to Fikdana Lebekarim. And again, and you just need this pasuk to Megala, that doesn't mean Stam Pekida, it means being judged. That's as fast as MS's Terrence. Well, Rav, so you need both Pesukim. That's both Masha and Sfas MS's Terrence, you need both Pesukim. Vom Rav Chista, this following Gemara was mentioned before on Daf Ches. Vom Rav Chista, Melech V'tzibur, when you have a Melech V'tzibur going into Din, going into court to be judged, Melech nichnas tchil l'din. The Melech goes in first. You know, my last mishpat avdoi, mishpat am Yisrael. Shlomo Melech put himself first. Mishpat avdoi, and then mishpat am Yisrael. My time. What's the reason the Melech goes first? Yibayis say malav oiruch aral meisim malkav roi. It's not covered for the Melech to wait outside while everyone else goes into din. Yibayis say ma mekamid lefesh harina before the Hashem's anger kaviyachol builds up, and therefore you go first before Hashem sees all the Averis ready. Of course, the Gemara can be taken Kepshutoi, because Hashem about to judge every person exactly the way he's supposed to, but that's the drash of the Gemara. Om Rav Yosef, Kema Matzlina Idna Aksirim Ri. How do we daven these days on the Cholim and on the Tamid Chachamim, who Maria called Tamid Chachamim, who are very weak? So Pashpata means the Bracha Rufeinu. How do we daven every day for the Aksirim Ri? B'chayra, it was already Paschal in the Rosh Hashanah, so why were davening for the Cholim? Whatever happened, happened already. It's like Tefillah Shav. So Gemara says, we'll speak, Gemara says, come on, Rav Yosi. It's called like Rav Yosi. Maybe we daven like anything, like Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi says, there's a din every day, therefore we daven every day. And the Tetzis Rosh has a valid affair of nothing even better. It's every minute. The boy is saying, B'lem Kerav Banon. Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak, Yofa Tz'akal Odom, Ben Kodim Gzardin, Ben Lach Gzardin. It's going to the Rabbanon. Still, Tz'aka, davening very stark, helps even after Gzardin. So you're right, maybe it's Gzardin. But davening still helps. Tz'aka, screaming still helps, even after Gzardin. So Tosis asks, so we have to speak of Tosis the episode of Kashrus. Tosis asks that the fear of Rabbanon, why do we daven in the first Gemara, it's only fear of Yosi. So it means, if you all the Rabbanon, why do you say Rifeinu and Berchus Hashanim? That's his Kasha. Tosis asks even more, the Rabbi Yehuda himself, who in the Brisa says that the Pesach Din is Rosh Hashanah, and the Chesima is on Yom Kippur, still he says that when you go into Chayla, you daven, HaMokim Yerachim Alecha, V'Chayla Yom Yisrael. So Chayla, what's going on over here? So Tosis' answer is two truths. One teretz is that you shouldn't get sick, that you don't daven. You don't daven, sure person shouldn't get sick. Because if you didn't get sick, that was already Nigzar on Rosh Hashanah. But to get better, that wasn't Nigzar Rosh Hashanah. That's totally in Tila. To get better, that's totally in Tila.
should.
According to the first Pshat in Taisis, you shouldn't daven Shemini Akrona, no, because that's already Nigzar on Rosh Hashanah. But to get better, then you can daven. And the same thing for Birchas Hashanah. What?
That wouldn't be Nigzar Rosh Hashanah,
too? No, it says not. Omer Tam, the Shlo Yachla. Right, it says, Avashir Shrapa, Mitzalina, Liba the Kuliyama. The Mosa Yechalu Nigza. When you get sick, that's Nigza. Mosa Yisrapu, Loi Nigza. When you get better, Loi Nigza. That's not Xer on Rosh
Hashanah.
Right, that's not Xer on Rosh Hashanah. That's not Xer on Rosh Hashanah. You'll ask that question in a second, because we see how we pass it. Now, you don't get better. That's thing. It says also, Gabi, Brikas Hashanah, same thing. It says, That maybe it won't rain won't fall in your place. Rain everything was nigzah, but maybe it won't fall exactly your place. That's one teretz. Second teretz is that the tefillah of Rufa'enu and of Birchas Hashanim is a tefillah of the Rabbim, and tefillah of the Rabbim Shani that you could be guys you could rip up the gzar din of a tefillah of the Rabbim, and therefore we say Rufa'enu b'loshen Rabbim. What's the question?
The question was that everything else that she's doing as well.
Yeah.
Right. Parnasa.
That was Birchas Hashanah. That was Parnasa. Yeah, that was good part of Parnasa. Just you're going to get to which there is things that could change. Economy, there is things that could change that you could down. Things could change over the year, and you could down for that. That's twice the tariffs. Now, there's a big kasha. It says in Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah and Musaf. It says Ezel Achera veEzel Arav, and they butcher with that. Does that mean that we paskin like the Man D'Avo who says everything is Nigzar Rosh Hashanah or not? That's a whole tumult. How to read that part of davening, but anyway, that's a big tumult. Exactly how to learn up. But Kabbanim, all Gemara is tiny. Pashas Rabbi secretary says that Tzalka helps, and Tais says two Mahalchim, how to answer the kasha. What? No. Rabbanim is the Man D'Yama who says that we're nidden on Rosh Hashanah, not on every day. Rish is every day. Rabbanim is. Rish is the Teretz of the Gemara. Rish is really going with Rabbanim. That's nidden on Rosh Hashanah. Aye, why are you davening? Teretz of Tzaaka could break a Gzardin. Tanya. Am Rav Yudah, Mashim Rav Akiva. Why do we bring the carbon Omer Pesach, which is from Sa'irim? It's from barley. Pesach is man tvuahu. Pesach. It's this man of din on tour, judged on tour. Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Evil Fanei Omer Pesach, Kishas Baruch Lam Tavua B'Shev Sadas. Bring the Omer Pesach in order that the tour should get blessed and be a good year. Hema'am Matayra Avil Shtei Lechem Atzeres. Why bring the two Lechem on Shuas? Shat Atzeres has man Peres Ilanu. It's this man of the fruit of the tree. Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Evil Fanei Shtei Lechem Atzeres, Kadesh Yis Baruch Lechem Peres Ilan. In order that the Peres Ilan should get benched. Now, what does Shtei Lechem got to do with Peres Ilan? So Rashi has two pshatim. First pshat in Rashi is because Shtei Alechem is matted to bring the Bikurim. Bikurim are from Paris, so Hashach is the Paris. Pshat number two is that Rabbi Yehuda Tamei that says that Eitz Shiyoichal Odom Arishoin Chita Hoysa. That the Eitz, that the Ephraim was Chita. So you see, the Chita is called Eitz, called a tree. And therefore, Shtei Alechem, which comes from wheat, is coming to Mechapa on and give a bracha to the Paris Elam. Why do we have Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot? Because it's Nidin Mechag. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Nisgoy Lefanai Mayim, pour in front of me water, Mechag, Kishish Baruch Hu, Lechem Kishish Hashanah. So you should have a lot of rain this year. V'imru Lefanav, and say in front of me, Rosh Hashanah, Malchiyos, the Pesukim of Malchiyos, and Zechroinos, and V'shoifros. Why? Malchiyos, why is it Pesukim of Malchiyos, Gishtam Chulir Lechem? To be crowned Hashem King on us. In order to bring up the good Zukar and Afnei Hashem, for example, the different psukim, the psukim that Hashem remembers us. Zukar eskerenu loy. V'ma'eh b'shoifer. How do you do this? You do it with a shoifer. You blow the shoifer together with the psukim of Malchus Zechroinius. That's how you do these Tamchuni Alechem and Yal Zechroinechem. What about shofaros? So Ritva speaks out that shofaros is partially, you say the psukim of shofaros. Since you're blowing the shofar, it's partially, you say the psukim of shofaros. Amra Ravo, Lama Taikim Shofar Sha'il. The Ran speaks out that it wasn't, no Gemara first, it says you have to dafka use ayil, but why is the minig to use a shofar sha'il? Amra Kaish Baruch Hu, Tikul Fanab Shofar Sha'il, blow with a shofar sha'il, Kesha Eskal Lachem, Akedis Iskim Avram. You should remember the Kedis Yitzchak, which was Parashas Vayera. We'll have a lot of reference to Parashas Vayera coming up. And it will be Ki'ilu, you yourself had a Kedis Yitzchak by remembering with the Shofar Shel Ayil. And it's a big shayla. It's Ma'akev Shofar Shel Ayil. It could be the Rambam holds that the Shofar Shel Ayil is even Ma'akev Al Kaponim. But the Gemara says the reason why the Menigas Ayil is because we want to remember the Kedis Yitzchak.